Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. Facebook announced it will remove misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines from its platform. Facebook's previous policy was to remove inaccurate COVID-19 content if it could lead to imminent physical harm, with 12 million posts removed under this policy from March through October. Facebook previously banned ads that promoted anti-vaccination conspiracy theories as well. The company will now remove posts debunked by public health experts related to safety, efficacy, ingredients, or side effects of the vaccines. Spotify announced that its podcast creator maker Anchor powered 80% of new podcasts on Spotify this year, which is more than 1 million shows added to Spotify's catalog in 2020 alone. Spotify says Anchor shows account for more consumption spent listening than other third-party podcast hosting or distribution providers on its platform. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal sources say Amazon is in talks to acquire podcast network Wondery, which produces true crime podcasts like Dr. Death, Dirty John, and Over My Dead Body. The autonomous vehicle startup AutoX will launch a fleet of 25 robo-taxis in downtown Shenzhen, the first in China without safety drivers or remote operators. These vehicles are not open to the public yet. AutoX said its proprietary vehicle control unit called XCU and millions of test miles driven by its vehicle fleets allow for the fully autonomous service in the densely populated city. S&P Dow Jones Indices announced it will launch cryptocurrency indices in 2021. These indices will use the virtual currency company Luca for data and list more than 550 top-traded coins. S&P clients will be able to create custom indices and independent, reliable, and user-friendly benchmarks. The move comes as Bitcoin continues its strong 2020, up 170% in the year to over $19,000. Varjo announced new generation of VR and AR headsets aimed at businesses and large organizations. The PC-tethered VR3 and XR3 headsets use two panels for each eye, a 1920x1920 display in the center of your vision, and a 2880x2720 panel for the rest of the screen, both with 90Hz refresh rates. This produces a clear image straight ahead because of the greater pixel density. The new models also have a 115-degree horizontal field of view, bigger than most consumer-grade headsets. There's also hand and eye tracking. The XR3 adds cameras and LiDAR to enable a pass-through video feed for augmented reality as well. The XR3 weighs 594 grams compared to the VR3's 558. They're both heavier than the Oculus Quest 2, however, which weighs in at 503 grams. The XR3 costs $5,495 with a required one-year $1,495 Varjo software subscription. The VR3, meanwhile, is $3,195 with a $795 required yearly subscription. They're both available now, shipping in early 2021. Google, meanwhile, continues to scale back its VR aspirations. The company announced it was shutting down Poly, its 3D object library and platform aimed at VR and AR creators. Uploads to Poly will stop on April 30th, 2021, with the service fully shutting down on June 30th. Poly originally launched in 2017. The popular photo and video app Visco announced it acquired the AI video editing app Trash. The acquisition will be integrated into Visco in the next few months, with plans to launch a multi-clip video editing feature first. Trash uses AI to analyze video clips and stitch together the most interesting parts, including a styles feature that tailors the selection to different video types. Google also announced it's letting Android users in certain locations submit Street View photos to Google Maps directly from a phone. Devices must be AR Core compatible, with locations limited right now to Toronto, New York, Austin, Nigeria, Indonesia, and Costa Rica. Google will use the images when it doesn't have its own content for Street View in the area. Google previously allowed for users to submit their own Street View photos, but required a special 3D camera. Hulu released its co-watching Watch Party feature for all on-demand subscribers, whether on ad-supported or commercial-free tiers. Clicking on the Watch Party icon when viewing a show in Hulu will provide a link that can be shared to watch the program with up to 7 other Hulu subscribers. Watch Party includes an integrated chat. The feature was originally released as a test for commercial-free subscribers back in May. Discovery will launch its streaming service Discovery Plus on January 4, 2021, with a $4.99 a month ad-supported tier and a $6.99 per month ad-free tier. Discovery is partnering with Verizon to give Verizon's 55 million customers up to 12 months of ad-free Discovery Plus plan for free, depending on their wireless plan. Discovery owns the Discovery Channel, HGTV, and Food Network, and is also adding content from A&E, the History Channel, and Lifetime to offer 55,000 episodes from 2,500 shows. And finally, Apple updated its product comparison pages to show that the iPhones 8, 10, XR, XS, SE, and 11 now support 1080p FaceTime calls over Wi-Fi. Previous resolution was limited to 720p on those models. This appears to have been enabled in last month's release of iOS 14.2, but it wasn't listed in the release notes. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.